Good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and get started. My name is Cameron Albert. I work with CDC. I'm in the Vaccine Supply and Assurance Branch. We've got a good afternoon plan for you and appreciate all of you coming for this last session of the day, and hopefully it'll be worth it. I think so. We've got, as you see, four presenters today. So what I'm going to do is just go ahead and introduce everybody now and then let them present one after another, and then we'll hold our questions to the end for them. But starting out, we're going to hear from Deborah Allen Sherrod. Deborah is a certified pharmacy technician. She received her master's in healthcare administration from Central Michigan University, and she's currently working on her doctorate in global health at Nova Southeastern University. She works with VSAB, the Vaccine Supply and Assurance Branch, and she deals mostly with the grantees and dealing with storage and handling issues and revaccination issues amongst other duties as assigned. She'll be talking to us about vaccine storage and handling, managing a cold chain failure. Next, we'll hear from Patricia Beckenhop. She is a registered nurse who also works with us at VSAB, doing a lot of storage and handling. Both Deborah and Pat are kind of our storage and handling experts in the branch, dealing with a lot of the issues that come in from the grantees. And Pat's going to be talking about a survey that she did, talking about managing of vaccine storage and handling events. And then we'll be hearing from Michael Shanasky. She works with NIST. She's going to be talking to us about cold chain management, temperature monitoring solutions. Michael's performed calibrations in the platinum resistance thermometer laboratory at the National Institute of Standards and Technology since 2009. She has a bachelor's degree in physics from George Washington University, where she also worked for 1 year as an undergraduate fellow designing and building an optical tweezers apparatus. In addition to her calibration work, she conducts research on the properties of standard palladium resistance thermometers and on methods for proper cold storage and temperature monitoring of vaccines. Her cold chain related research is funded by the CDC as part of an ongoing investigation designed to evaluate real world VFC storage and handling practices in a controlled scientific study. This study has so far resulted in two papers containing a thermal analysis of various vaccine storage refrigerators and methods for their use, as well as she did presentations at last year's conference and as well as the Vaccine University that was held last year. And then we'll be hearing from Lisa Morgan. Lisa works with the Philadelphia Immunization Program. She's the Provider Quality Assurance Coordinator there and Vaccine Manager. She's responsible for coordinating the Philadelphia AFIX program and working with non-compliant VSC providers on improving their practices. And she'll be speaking to us about holding providers accountable on the Philadelphia vaccine reimbursement. So without further ado, we'll go ahead and get started with Deborah.
Thank you, Cameron. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Deborah Allen Sherrod, and I'm a public health analyst at the Vaccine Supply and Assurance Branch at CDC. Today, I will be providing a brief overview of the process the CDC uses in providing technical assistance when vaccine storage and handling incidents occur to ensure vaccine is acceptable for use. Vaccines can be difficult products to manage because of their stringent storage temperature requirements, which are 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, for refrigerated vaccines and minus 15 degrees Celsius and below for frozen vaccines. Poorly managed vaccine systems can often lead to high and unnecessary vaccine wastage rates, significant operational program costs, as well as negative impacts on public health. Despite the availability of many tools for reducing wastage, high incidents still occur due to mishandled or improper storage conditions. The World Health Organization reports over 50% of vaccine wastage around the world. In 2010, the CDC received 163 storage and handling requests for assistance. These requests were classified as compromised shipments, monitoring issues, stability and potency, improper storage equipment, as well as provider questions. These slides show the most common issues related to each incident type. You can see with the compromised shipments, most of the incidents occurred with the heat and freezer indicator alerted. The monitoring issues were staff were slow to respond to an adverse temperature condition. Stability and potency vaccines were exposed to out-of-tolerance conditions for extended periods of time. Improper storage, freeze-sensitive vaccines stored in freezing conditions. In equipment, we had storage units, thermometers, and data loggers. The most incidents we had with equipment were thermometers not being calibrated, of course, where you couldn't identify what the actual temperature was for the refrigerator unit. And then we had a series of provider and grantee questions. The majority of incidents reviewed were due to human error instead of faulty equipment, and the most common errors were failure to monitor and record temperatures twice a day and failure to respond immediately to adverse temperature readings. The scenario you're looking at now, you see, were a common issue that we saw a lot. Basically, a program went out to do a site visit, and upon the site visit, they requested temperature logs. They showed a lot of adverse temperature excursions over a period of time. Our goal when reviewing storage and handling incidents is to collect as much information as possible to make recommendations on vaccine acceptability, to identify the root cause of the incident to alleviate future occurrences, and to provide technical support if revaccination is necessary. We do not provide clinical advice on revaccination, but we can link you to CDC disease specialists for assistance. We also have sample communication tools that we distribute whenever you have an issue and notify patients about storage and handling issues. In order to make the best recommendation on vaccine acceptability, we collect a variety of information. The information that we generally collect is on the provider and the grantee information. We want all their demographics about the provider and its contact information. The person that we really want to know is the person who has the most information about the incident. Specific information about the incident, we want to know really what actually happened and when it happened. The exposure time, the length of the exposure. These are the two most critical elements of the exposure itself. It's the exposure of the extreme temperature that the vaccine was exposed to, as well as the length of the exposure. And then another critical is where was the vaccine placed, the thermometer placed in the refrigerator. And then we request a vaccine inventory list. That inventory list is an itemized list. What we try to do is we try to calculate the number of doses, the lot number, expiration date, as well as the manufacturer and NDC number. We want to know the type of storage or shipment unit. Was it a standalone refrigerator or freezer, combination with one thermostat? Or was it a combination refrigerator freezer with two thermostats? Or was it in the shipping mode with a McKesson or a direct ship from a direct shipment from Merck maybe? Then we look at the temperature logs. We want to know the last recording with a good in-range temperature. What we do is we request the continuous data logger material or manual logs. And then we look at the shipping monitors and temperature indicators. As a disclaimer, the next two slides that I will be showing up here on the board are the monitors that the contract distribution company uses. When we get a shipment, and it's showing out-of-range temperatures, we wanted you to give us as much information about the monitor that comes with the package. This is monitor. Here's one from 3M, and it shows warm exposure. We want you to explain and show us exactly what that monitor is reading, that alert tag. For freezing temperatures, we want to know the same thing about the shipment. Basically, these do not give us the actual temperature, but it will just show us whether or not the product was in range or out of range. And then we collect information on the equipment. We want to know what kind of equipment, the make and the model, as well as the service dates. And then the thermometer, we want to know the calibration date and if the thermometer was actually calibrated. And so we would give a baseline on that. The vaccine storage setup, we want to know what the actual refrigerator looked like. Where were the vaccines placed in the refrigerator? Were they at the bottom, the top, the location of the thermometer? Was it any water bottles for thermal mass? And were the vaccines taken out of the original package container for light exposure? Here's a picture here of an actual excursion from a grantee that sent us a picture of a refrigerator, and they had multiple things going on here. In this particular picture here, we saw that the thermometer was actually at the top of the refrigerator where most of the air is coming out. The vaccine was exposed to light because the vials were taken out of the original container. They had additional vaccine stored in the vegetable bins. And you can see that they had mixed the private vaccines with the public vaccines. And then once we gather all the information, what we do is we consult with the manufacturer for guidance. We provide them all the information. They make a recommendation on the information that we have given them. The manufacturer generally will come back and say they have stability data that will support, or they have stability data that does not support the excursion. Once we get that information, we will type up, and we type up an explanation of what we find, our findings, and send it back to the grantee as well as the provider. If revaccination is deemed necessary, again, we don't provide clinical advice, but what we can do is provide assistance by linking you up with a subject matter expert, disease specialist, and we can provide sample guidance letters, and also we have media guidance letters or media audio that you can use as well. We have a couple of states that have done extensive revaccination campaigns and have a lot of great information that we can link you to as well. This is a sample letter that we can send out to you explaining that the clinic has had an excursion that they sent out to the patient. And in closing, we have some great resources that have been provided by the ACIP, and then also the Vaccine Storage and Handling Toolkit. And then as well, if you have any incidents that you'd like to report, the NIP info at cdc.gov is the first start.